This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli returns home participating in the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly, immediately calls a meeting of the Council of Ministers, which decides to release 1 billion rupees for Disaster Management Fund. Death toll from rain-induced disasters across the country reaches 217. 28 people still go missing. And Israeli troops enter Lebanon as ground operation against Hezbollah launched. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli returned home yesterday, participating in the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Upon his arrival at Durban International Airport, the Prime Minister was welcomed by Speaker Devaraj Ghimire, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal, and Deputy Prime Ministers Prakash Man Singh and Vishnu Prasad Paudil. Ministers, senior government officials, and heads of security agencies were also present to welcome the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister had embarked on the official visit to the USA on 20th of September to attend the United Nations General Assembly, held from the 24th to 30th of September at the UN headquarters in New York. The Prime Minister addressed the General Assembly on 26th of September. In his address, Prime Minister Oli highlighted the climate crisis and global inequality and emphasized the need for global action, including adequate financing for climate adaptation and the establishment of a loss and damage fund for vulnerable nations. During his stay, the Prime Minister attended a reception hosted by U.S. President Joe Biden. He also addressed the Conference of Least Developed Countries and the second high-level meeting on antimicrobial resistance. On the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, the Prime Minister held bilateral meetings with UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and other global leaders. His spouse, Radhika Sakya, Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba, Chief Political Advisor Vishnu Rimal, Foreign Secretary Seva Lamsal, and other senior officials were accompanying the Prime Minister. Talking to media persons upon arrival, Prime Minister Oli and the government said the government will now focus on immediate rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts, stating that the natural disasters were unpredictable. The Prime Minister assured that the government would leave no stone unturned to rescue and rehabilitate the people suffering from rain-induced calamities. The head of the government also urged for cooperation from all sides and expressed grief over the loss of lives and properties caused by floods, landslides and inundation. In the meantime, a meeting of Council of Ministers held last evening has decided to release 1 billion rupees for the Disaster Relief Fund as part of the government initiative to expedite the rescue and relief operation of the disaster-hit communities. The Ministry of Finance would immediately provide 1 billion rupees to the fund as per the Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Act 2074, Vikram Samvat. Likewise, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung informed that the cabinet decided to mourn nationwide and lower the national flag for 3 days in memory of hundreds of those killed in the floods, landslides and inundation after the downpour occurred on September 27th and 28th. Minister Gurung further said that the government would accord top priority to the search, relief and immediate relief operations as well as provide free treatment and temporary settlements and security arrangements for the displaced families. As decided by the cabinet meeting, the concerned ministries would immediately submit the estimated loss and damage caused by the disasters to the Office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers. Similarly, drinking water, bridges, roads, telecommunication service, power supply and other essential services would be restored as soon as possible. The government has also decided to operate public transport in an easy and organized manner targeting the upcoming festivals and will work to prevent artificial shortages and black marketing. The meeting also wished for the speedy recovery of the injured. It may be noted that the Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli called a meeting of the Council of Ministers immediately after he returned home from attending the 79th UNGA. A total of 217 people have lost their lives and 28 others remain missing due to floods, landslides and inundation triggered by incessant rainfall. Nepal Police Central spokesperson Dan Bahadur Karki reported that 142 individuals were injured in the disasters and are receiving treatment at various health facilities. He also noted that approximately 900 people were rescued yesterday alone. In the meantime, the government has decided to gather details of the losses caused by the incessant rain across the country within the next 15 days by forming a special task force. The effort aims to assess the damage and ensure timely compensation to those affected. A meeting of the National Disaster Risk Reduction Executive Committee, chaired by Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, formed the task force, which includes undersecretaries from relevant ministries. Experts from relevant fields will also contribute to the task force. The meeting decided that relevant ministries would immediately begin the reconstruction of the government and public buildings as well as transport infrastructure such as roads and bridges, drinking water systems, schools and health facilities. Additionally, the committee recommended that the Council of Ministers approve the disaster sensitive social security guidelines. The Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport Management has been directed to promptly restore disrupted roadways to help stranded passengers reach their destinations. Likewise, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has stressed the importance of coordination with local levels for the distribution of relief materials and rehabilitation to those affected by the rain-triggered disaster. The spokesperson of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, Dr. Dizan Bhattarai, said a meeting of the authority yesterday decided to carry out relief distribution operations through a one-door system and implement relief and rehabilitation operations in coordination among three tiers of the government. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari has warned his subordinate buddies about the risks of artificial price hikes and black marketing of essential supplies during the festive season, especially in the wake of recent disasters. He emphasized the need for stronger market monitoring to protect consumers. In a meeting yesterday, the minister summoned chiefs of subordinate bodies and discussed nationwide market monitoring efforts. Minister for Water Supply, Pradeep Yadav, has directed authorities under the ministry to dispatch technical teams for water testing across the country considering the likely spread of waterborne diseases. Head of the Water Quality Improvement and Service Regulation Department, Purna Prasad Upadhyay, said they have already started distribution of water purification kits in Kathmandu Valley. Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has revised the price of petroleum products. Effective from midnight today, the price of petrol has been reduced by 1 rupee per litre in petrol, diesel by 2 rupees and kerosene by 2 rupees per litre. However, the price of LP gas has been kept unchanged considering the upcoming festivals, even though it came with an increased price of 41 rupees per cylinder. Now it's time for some international updates. The Israeli military says it has begun targeted ground raids on villages in southern Lebanon against Hezbollah. The announcement comes after the sound of fresh strikes was heard in southern Beirut. Israeli army had previously ordered residents to evacuate three areas of the city. Earlier, Hezbollah's deputy leader Naim Qassem said the group was ready for an Israeli ground offensive and that the battle may be long. In Lebanon, officials say more than 1,000 people have been killed in the past 2 weeks, while up to 1 million people may now be displaced. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country and a partial influence of low pressure system in and around Madhya Pradesh, India, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi and Madhesh province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Kosi and Gandaki province and at one or two places in Madhesh and Bagmati province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 17.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 29.4 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returns home participating in the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly, immediately calls a meeting of the Council of Ministers, which decides to release 1 billion rupees for Disaster Management Fund. Death toll from rain-induced disasters across the country reaches 217. 28 people still go missing. Israeli troops enter Lebanon as ground operation against Hezbollah launched. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.